feel impatience. I'm not a match to what's over there in my vibrational escrow. Mm-hmm. So the key is, how can I feel secure before I meet? How can I feel the respect until I've laid eyes? How do I feel prosperous when I don't have enough money? How do I feel stable when I feel unstable? And we say, you just do it a little bit at a time. You just keep leaning in the direction of what you want, and then it just gets easier and easier and easier until you are this person who is completely in vibrational alignment with your vibrational escrow, and then the universe just delivers to you all forms of manifestation that line up with that. In your human form, you say, here I'm a human over here, and here's human things I want over there, and my creation is about getting my human person over there with those human things, and when we rendezvous, I've created a really good life. And we say, it's one way of looking at it. But the way we would look at it is, I'm a vibrational being, and through life, I have launched other vibrations. And those vibrations are best recognized by me by the feeling within them. And I don't know what the thought of security is, but I sure do know the feeling of security. I don't know what the thought of passion is, but I sure do know the feeling of passion. So since I know the feeling of passion, I'm going to think. Oh, that's not very passionate. Ah, passionate. That feels passionate. I like the feeling of financial security. I like the feeling of that. That feeling of well-being. That feeling of all is wellness. I know that feeling. I don't know the thought of that. I know the feeling of it. So I think until I think myself into the feeling of it. Feel your way into these places of alignment, you see. You are vibrational beings, and you are so good at translating vibration, you don't even know you're doing it. You translate with your eyes, and that's why you see. You translate with your ears, and that's why you hear. You translate with your nose, and that's why you smell. You translate with your tongue, and that's why you taste. You translate with your skin sensors, and that's why you feel. And you translate with your emotions. That's how you know when you're in alignment with who you are or not, you see. So, knowing that, and knowing your lover, and knowing how your lover feels, let your writing be about evoking within yourself the feeling of security, the feeling of knowing, the feeling of sensuality, the feeling of well-being, the feeling of independence, the feeling of autonomy, the feeling of co-creating with someone while still being yourself, the feeling of being connected to source energy, the feeling of being tuned in, tapped in, turned on, the feeling of being in alignment with who I am, the feeling of giving the whole of myself to my lover, the feeling of being connected to source energy and then offering this connected being to another person who's connected to source energy, who's offering that connected being to me. And that's what's taking you a little bit of time here. You're picky, and it's a very good thing. You will not recognize your lover unless your lover is in alignment, and you will not recognize your lover who is in alignment unless you are in alignment. And worrying about not finding your lover or not having your lover keeps you out of alignment. So isn't that interesting? It has to feel like it's done before it can be done. Our human friends say, what a rotten ripoff that is. If I had the money, I would feel like I have the money. But you mean I have to conjure a feeling of security amidst my bankruptcy? And we say, that is the work. You have to find the feeling place of what you're reaching for before the universe can fill it in with the manifestation. Because the feeling place is the indication of your vibrational output. Your vibrational output is your point of attraction that law of attraction is responding to. So you can't fake it. You can't use different words than you mean. Use your words to talk yourself into the feeling that matches what you're looking for. Nice to know, huh? So if I had a past relationship and I didn't feel free, in my feeling of not being free, not getting to be my own self, having to do things that somebody else wanted me to do all the time, in all of that, I launched rockets of desires about what I wanted. And vibrational escrow has been collecting all of that. And so there's no question about who you are and what you want. That is not in question. Life has caused you to frame it up. Step one has taken place. Step two has taken place. Your work is step three, which is to talk yourself into those downstream good feeling thoughts as best you can from where you are, and don't try to do it all at once. Good.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Good time for lunch, yes. There is no homework. We are enjoying this interaction immensely. You're getting the sense of this stream? You can feel that you are moving with the current a bit, can't you? Don't you feel more sure of all things that you are wanting? Oh, friends, there is nothing that you cannot be or do or have. Good time for lunch. We are complete.